says it will impose sanctions on individuals in Belarus who were involved in electoral fraud and repression of protesters. The head of the European Commission, Ursula von der Leyen, made the announcement Wednesday. She explained the 53 million euros earmarked for Belarus will be rerouted away from the government and towards civil society. Victims of the state crackdown on protesters and the country's fight against the coronavirus pandemic. The European Union also said it did not recognize the results of the Belarus elections. Authorities in Belarus have resumed detentions of protesters who keep taking to the streets to demand the resignation of authoritarian President Alexander Lukashenko. This as opposition leaders ratchet up pressure on the government by forming a coordination council to push for a new election. The United States strongly condemns the mutiny in Mali that has forced President Ibrahim Boubacar Keïta to resign. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo called on all political and military actors to work toward restoration of a constitutional government Wednesday. The European Council President Charles Michel also saying the military coup is deeply worrying and could destabilize the West African region. Michel was reporting back from a summit of EU leaders. At the same time, the soldiers who staged the coup in Mali say they plan to form a civilian transitional government that will organize fresh elections. Keïta resigned and dissolved parliament late on Tuesday, hours after mutinying soldiers arrested him. Reuters reports they detained him at gunpoint, plunging a country already facing a jihadist insurgency and mass protests deeper into crisis. This is VOA News. U.S. Democrats have officially and formally nominated Joe Biden as their 2020 nominee.